Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's go right out to the Nemecolon fan hotline and welcome in my pal, one of the best baseball scribes there's ever been. Works for USA Today. I'm talking about Bob Nightingale. And what, man, do we have some questions for you, Bob. Good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, doing great, Ron. Hey, Joe.
Well, let's start right away with your thoughts on Scott Rolen getting into the Hall of Fame and being the only one being voted in this time by the baseball writers.
Yeah, I mean, what a meteoric rise. We've never seen anything like this in history. I mean, yes, 10% his first year. Now he's a Hall of Famer 6 years later. I thought it would be close. I thought there would be nobody in except for Fred McGriff, who get in on the Contemporary Era Committee. So, hey, he's a byproduct of just the analytics and sabermetrics, you know, pushing hard and showing that he was one of the top third basemen. Where in the Hall of Fame, we've had so few third basemen, you know, in history.
Bob, this is one of my problems with this whole process, and I'm a voter, and I didn't vote for anybody this year. If I don't vote for you the first year you're eligible, I'm not going to vote for you. You talk about he goes from 10% to becoming a Hall of Famer. How does that happen? Why? And I see Todd Helton came really close yesterday. Billy Wagner came really close. I'll bet my last dollar they both will get in next year. How does that happen?
I think some ways it becomes a popularity contest or see what's cool for the, you know, readers or the people on Twitter, in the sense that, you know, we've seen a number of people vote for all 10, you know, which is hard to believe, but you put in your ballot, you know, check as many names as possible. You know, he feels, oh, great ballot, all this, you know, trying to be a, you know, good guy to everybody. You know, there's people that say, hey, it's not the Hall of Very Good, it's the Hall of Greatness. So sometimes I think people are just saying, hey, is Scott Rolen one of the top 10 players on my ballot? Yeah, he is. And obviously the ballots got cleared off in recent years, you know, particularly last year, you know, with Bonds and Clemens and Sosa and Schilling coming off.
Who did you vote for, Bob, if you don't mind my asking?
I voted for four. I voted for I thought the best guy in the ballot. Take away the, Manny and A-Rod, who got suspended for steroids. I still think the best guy in the ballot, Gary Sheffield. I voted for Sheffield. I voted for Billy Wagner. Voted for Carlos Beltran. And who else was the other guy? Oh, and Jeff Kent.
All right, Bob. The whole character clause, the integrity clause, why is it in there? Where did it come from? Obviously, everybody interprets it in different ways. I mean, we all know Bonds is, you know, maybe the greatest player of all time. Clemens, certainly one of the best pitchers. Where did it come from, and how much stock should be put into it?
Well, I think the character clause originally came in just with people, you know, hey, we don't want someone to, you know, rob a bank or murder charge, you know, something like that, something real egregious. You know, there wasn't, you know, PEDs back in those days. There was sign stealing, but there wasn't PEDs. So my thing, where I draw the line, is 1995, when it was actually testing for steroids. So I'll say I agree with you, Ron. I mean, maybe outside Babe Ruth, I think Barry Bonds is the greatest player who ever played. So guys like Bonds, Clemens, you know, plenty of guys who were in the Hall of Fame who used steroids. All they did was help their teams win. They didn't get they didn't get suspended. Where back, you know, in '95, the rules were in place. Alex Rodriguez crushed the Yankees by getting suspended for a whole year. You know, Manny Ramirez was suspended three times. That's why I always voted for Bonds and Clemens and Sosa, but not, I won't vote for Alex Rodriguez or Manny Ramirez or, you know, Nelson Cruz if he ever, you know, came in the ballot, you know, that sort of thing. That's where I draw the line there. And then with the Carlos Beltran case, this thing's been going on forever, you know, as you guys know. So he's just a player. And, yeah, he participated, maybe helped organize the thing. But he's a player. He wasn't a manager. He wasn't GM. And so, you know, how can he already got fired, you know, by the Mets as a manager before he managed the game. This guy's been punished enough where, you know, you sit back and everybody's going crazy. Oh, what a great manager. Alex Cora is back to the Red Sox. A.J. Hinch is turning around the Tigers. You know, nothing happens to those guys except for 1 year off. And, you know, this is six straight years now we're punishing Carlos Beltran.
Vizquel being held out for the heinous accusations against him, because otherwise he has a pretty solid case, doesn't he?
No, absolutely, Joe. Yeah, I mean, I voted for him at the beginning until those the cases came out. You know, if he ever got, you know, proven innocent or, you know, something happened, you know, make you change your mind. But there's been nothing legal in proceedings, or he's never said anything else to say, you know, this stuff didn't happen. So that's why he's off, and you know, he has zero chance of getting in.
It just becomes very, very confusing and muddled, honestly, where if I were a voter, where I would draw the line, knowing that so many scoundrels are already in, number one, and then number two, what about off-the-field stuff? DUI? I mean, you could kill somebody drunk driving. Am I keeping somebody out for DUI, for carousing and cheating on the road? Where do I draw the line there? So it leads to this question. Why can't baseball or the Hall of Fame take it upon themselves to impose some moral standard and then present to you people, the voters, guys who are eligible or not? To me, if a guy is eligible, if they get to the point where they're on my ballot, then I should be able to vote them into the Hall of Fame no matter what. Why do they leave it up to you voters to impose a moral standard? Why not do it before that and just present you with choices?
I mean, I like it this way. I mean, everybody's got a difference of opinion. I mean, obviously, I thought I voted for Barry Bonds every single year. But obviously, I was a minority. He finally got 60% at the end, but not 75%. And the only time baseball has ever done this was with Pete Rose. He's never been on the ballot because of the gambling. And, you know, I've talked to Rose's lawyers. I say, you know, there is a conflict here in the sense where, you know, Roberto Alomar is banned from baseball, too, for stuff he did off the field. But yet his Hall of Fame plaque is still in there. So you can make that argument. I think there's just different forms of cheating. You know, I know what you're saying about DUI. I think Todd Helton's been arrested twice for DUI. Andrew Jones has a domestic violence thing on his resume. You know, that sort of thing. But I think, you know, sign stealing. I mean, Gaylord Perry's in there for juicing the ball. I mean, for scuffing the ball. Plenty of pitchers have scuffed the ball. So many hitters have, you know, stole signs and stuff. You know, legally and illegally. So it's just, you know, what's the form of cheating, or how big is it for you to say, you know what, I don't want this guy in?
Bob, do you think Bonds and Clemens will ever get in? And what does it say to you that this contemporary era committee, which included six Hall of Famers and seven executives, they didn't even give those two guys, they were fewer than four votes. They needed 12 to get in. What does that say to you, and do you think they'll ever get in?
I think they will get in, but it's going to take some time. I thought that would have been a really bad look for the baseball writers to say, okay, we're putting these guys in right off they fell off the ballot. I go to Cooperstown every single year, and those guys are dead set about not those guys not getting in. But, hey, all it takes, it's going to take one or two Hall of Famers that are in there to say, you know what, I was using PEDs too. You know, you're not taking my plaque away. And I think in time, just the stand starts to soften. I think they get in, but I think it'll be a while. I think it'll be at least another, you're eligible every 3 years. I bet it's going to take, you know, another, you know, 9, 12 years for these guys to get in.
Another thing that troubles me, we're talking to Bob Nightingale, USA Today Hall of Fame voter like Ron. I don't know, Bob. It's a Hall of Fame. Forget about Bonds and Clemens for a minute here, but it's a Hall of Fame where Harold Baines is in it. Bud Selig is in it. And I know that wasn't by, you know, the conventional vote. And now Scott Rolen is in. And then I think I saw Dave Parker play and I saw Scott Rolen play. And those two guys are on different baseball planets. Parker won four gold gloves, if we're talking fielding. He won a batting title, at least one, maybe two, an MVP he won. He was one of the greatest players in his prime that I've ever seen, and he had longevity on his side. More homers, more RBIs, more hits, more everything than Rolen. I don't know. I take this Hall of Fame less and less seriously when I see two guys like that, one in and one out.
Well, I think just a different body of voters. I think, you know, if Parker was on the ballot now, very easily could have gotten in. I thought it was the only two guys, you know, that I've voted for in the past where I was appalled they didn't get in by the writers was Fred McGriff, who finally got the contemporary thing. And, you know, I thought he was sure a Hall of Famer. And Jack Morris, I thought it was a joke that, you know, he had to wait to get to the Veterans Committee, that the writers didn't vote him in as great as he was. But, yeah, I agree with you on Parker. And, you know, when you talk about Scott Rolen, man, I did a lot of research and talked to a lot of people. You know, and people would say, you know, maybe Ron members, they say, man, you're telling me he's as good as Ken Boyer? Ken Boyer's not in there. And don't say Ron Santo, because Ron Santo's in, Rolen should be in. Santo had a hell of a career. You know, the thing that bothered me about Rolen is just that he had only one top 10 finish. Only once in his entire career did we consider him one of the 13 best players in the game that season.
How much do you think this clause, this character clause, will ever go away? Like, football doesn't have that, right? I mean, it would be so much easier to vote. And I guess, you know, some people pay no attention to that clause. Other people like me pay attention to it. Do you think it'll ever go away and make it like football?
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, really, the only character clause this affected was take away Bonds and take away Manny Ramirez and A-Rod. The only one was an even Sheffield. It was really Beltran with the chain scandal. You know, nobody else it really affected. You know, like you said, Sheffield to a degree because he was never suspended. You know, you're throwing out the two guys, you know, A-Rod and Manny, just because, hey, Bonds and Clemens aren't getting in. There's no way these guys are getting in. But I think the only guy that really affected was Beltran. I really do.
And in recent years, Vizquel as well, right?
Yeah, no, that kind of stuff happens. Like, if, you know, if Robbie Alomar was still on the ballot, you know, he would certainly be off. Well, another guy I should say is, you know, Curt Schilling. It affected Schilling. You know, my thing with Schilling was this stuff all came, you know, when he was already done playing. So he's either a Hall of Famer or not. I thought it was kind of a borderline guy anyway. But yeah, and I'm sure it's going to come up in years to come. You know, whether it's a domestic violence thing or a DUI, if you crash and hurt somebody or something like that. Like I said, I did see a column recently where I had forgot completely about Andrew Jones' domestic violence thing. I think that might have happened after he's done playing. And certainly Todd Helton's had a couple run-ins with DUIs after he's done playing as well.
Bob, will Pete Rose ever make the Hall of Fame?
I've said this for years, Ron. I think he gets in only after he's dead. I don't think baseball wants to get him in while he's alive, because I think they're afraid he'd embarrass the Hall, you know, by doing stuff. I mean, even, you know, being the first guy to bet in Ohio, you know, just he kind of ignores all that stuff in the past and not trying to make himself look good. And so I think they're worried about him embarrassing the Hall. I do believe he'll get in, but I really don't believe he'll be alive to see it.
Is there a mechanism by which guys could violate the character flaw after they're elected? I think of Tony La Russa and his horrendous DUI, elected in 2013. And I think he had one DUI, maybe more than one, but one for sure in 2021. Is there a mechanism by which, let's say it was the worst case imaginable, somebody gets elected and then turns out to be, the O.J. Simpson of baseball? What happens then?
There's no mechanism in there. I mean, Tony La Russa did have a DUI where he managed. It's a lot more common than we think of. You know, we're not hearing all those things. But, All you have to do is look at Roberto Alomar. I mean, the heinous stuff that he did, banned from baseball for life. He's on the Hall of Fame. We're not taking his plaque down. So if something like that can happen, Alomar's plaque remains. I don't see them taking out anybody's. I don't care if it's a murder charge. I don't think there's any sort of mechanism there.
That seems a little bit inconsistent. If we're gonna have a character clause, why can't it be invoked? You know, a year. Let's say this was right after a guy got elected, or at any time that he's alive after that. It's just the whole thing, as I said earlier, Bob, seems very muddled by having that in there and not just going with performance. It just seems so much more clear cut and easier in other sports.
Oh, no, it's easier. I like the fact it's difficult. I mean, I like the fact that, hey, Omar Vizquel, I forget what percentage of the vote, I think it's around 10%, but still 10% of people believe he should get in, despite what he did. Beltran, about, 50% think he should be in, 50% not. So I like just the way the different views. I mean, look at the different views with Bonds and Clemens. I thought it was fascinating. I think people sort of come around a little too late for them. Just the fact, it was a wild, wild west then, and everybody was doing something. Greenies and amphetamines are banned from baseball. They used to be so widespread in baseball. So I like the fact that the voters have the right to look at that character clause and determine, just what that means to their vote. Is sign stealing the same as PED use? Some people say yes, some people say no.
It's interesting, Bob, to me as well. And I know they've come up with all these contemporary committees, old time, whatever, to try to get guys that fall through the cracks. Yet we just saw Bonds and Clemens not make it through one of those committees. And Dave Parker was just up a year ago, not just shut out by the writers, but shut out by that committee as well.
Yeah, and I like the committee. I mean, with the writers, I think we're 40% for Fred McGriff, and they were 100% getting McGriff in. I guarantee Jeff Kent will be in 3 years. We'll see about, Dave Parker. Did the whole drug thing affect Parker? I'm sure in some people's minds it did. Dick Allen, came twice with in one vote. We'll see what happens to him in the future.
Bob Nightingale, thanks, man. We appreciate you being a friend of our show. You're with us several times during the year, and I certainly appreciate your friendship as well. We'll look forward to continue reading your stuff in USA Today.
Thank you, Bob.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, John.
All right, Bob. Interesting, Joe. It's a fascinating topic.
Yeah. I'm troubled by all of that. It would just be a hell of a lot easier. And the most interesting thing he said that whole time, I was not aware that they didn't put Pete Rose on the ballot. So there is a mechanism by which, before they put it before you, they can tell you, you can't vote for this guy. He's not even eligible. Why didn't they leave that up to you?
He's banned from the game. Now, I think he just said Alomar is as well, right?
But Alomar's already in the Hall of Fame.
But he wouldn't be on the ballot if he was still not in the Hall of Fame. We can't vote for Pete Rose. Nobody can vote.
Why not?
Because he's not on the ballot.
Because they had the power to take him off the ballot.
He was banned.
Why don't
from
they
the
make
game?
The decision for you? Make it easy on you people.
It's a very good question. Very good question. I can't vote. I wouldn't vote for Pete Rose because I think he violated the number one rule in the sport. But I have no say in that. He's not on the ballot. And I think it's interesting that he said he thinks he'll get in after he's dead.
Yeah.
Because he's such a loose cannon. Could you imagine them introducing him and him come, what he might do, what he might say?
Oh, can you imagine his speech?
He's a very loose cannon. I think, I never thought about it from that perspective, that they're scared to death he'll embarrass the Hall, the game, and everything else.
Yeah, of course. He would be very good at that. When's the last time you interviewed him?
Oh, man. I can't even remember. Probably not when he was managing the Reds. I probably was over there listening to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.